Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for we intend to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, we'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us by the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. In keeping with the use of the expression body to describe the church, the scriptures sometimes uses the term members to identify individual Christians. In fact, 14 times in just 1 Corinthians 12 do we find the word member being referred to. The word from which we get the word, our word member, from the Greek means a limb or part of the body. And certainly we know that's used in a metamorphical sense in this passage in 1 Corinthians 12. Our English word member, it has at least two meanings that can apply to individual Christians. One is a distinct part of a whole, and the other is one that belongs to a group or an organization. And so this word member may have a rather, well, let's say clinical ring to it, because and that we see when we understand how God uses the word. It takes on a depth, it takes on a richness of meaning. Take, for example, Paul's encouragement to the church at Ephesus. In Ephesians 4, verse 25, he says, "Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another." You see, the reason for our truthfulness and our openness with each other is that we are a part of each other. Our relationships are far too important, and truth is too important, to cementing us together with fellow members of Christ's body. And so for us to lie to each other, certainly, the betrayal of a brother or a sister would be the same as a betrayal of ourselves. And yet nowhere in the Bible is this any clearer than what we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's pick up our reading in that chapter with verse 12. "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jew or Greek, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleases. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of you,' nor again the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.' No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And these members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to the part that lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually. So we see here that eyes cannot say to hands or head to the feet, I have no need of you. You see, such a divisive spirit, that would be unthinkable in our human body. And just so, as verse 25 says, there should be no schism in the body. And of course, what Paul is alluding to is the church of our Lord. But the members should have the same care for one another. So the union and the harmony of the body members should be so obvious that, as it says in verse 26, if one member suffers, all of the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all of the members rejoice with it. The realization that we are members of each other, we're so intertwined and connected to each other, that should promote love and devotion. This, I believe, as we are reading, is the spirit that God means to convey to us with this word, member. And that understanding elevates membership in the body of Christ to an exalted privilege. You know, what's more, to grasp this significance is to feel a sense of urgency to bring others to Christ, to help them become members, to share in this most beautiful of all relationships with God as Father and fellow saints as beloved brothers and sisters. Well, how do we go about this? Well, we can take a clue from the family relationship. Ephesians 2, verse 19 says, now therefore we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. We become sons and daughters of God by being born into his family, by being born again, like what Jesus spoke of when he was talking with Nicodemus there in John chapter 3 and verse 3. Notice he says, assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Jesus in verse 5 said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And also, while we're on this point, let's look at 1 Peter. In chapter 1, let's read verses 22 and 23. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. So being born again can occur only through faith. In John 1, verse 12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. But it's not just faith only. There's also repentance that is involved. In Acts chapter 3, Peter made the statement in verse 19, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And then also in Acts chapter 11, notice what we see and read here in verse 18. When they heard these things, they became silent, and they glorified God, saying, then God has granted to the Gentiles repentance unto life. And it takes baptism. In Romans chapter 6, here's what we read in verse 4. Therefore we were buried with Christ through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And it's also in Titus chapter 3 that we read these words in verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. So we see all of this has to be done in true heartfelt response to the grace of God. This is what we must teach to as many as we can reach. You know, privilege though it is, membership in the Lord's Church also brings responsibility. And perhaps the most basic of this is to establish membership in a local church. You know, the Scripture says nothing whatsoever about floating membership or membership at large. Sometimes we hear those expressions. Well, they're not Bible expressions. Though God does add us to that great body of the saved, as he did in Acts 2 and verse 47, the Lord added to the church daily those that were being saved. We must exercise our choice to become part of a local church. And within this responsibility are numerous duties and privileges as well. And foremost among the blessings of being part of a local church is being under the oversight of elders. Elders look out for our souls. And it will be our privilege if we submit to them. It's in Hebrews chapter 13. Notice the statement made in verse 17. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give an account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. And as to the duties, the most probably convenient way to sum them up is to remind ourselves of the work that God has given local churches to do. First and foremost, the teaching of the gospel to the lost. Another duty that God has given is to take care of the needy saints. And the other is to the edifying of the members. So individual members in a local church have the responsibility of cooperating with each other in carrying out these responsibilities. Yes, membership in the Lord's Church is an incredible blessing. And because of that, may we hold it high. We see your time is about gone. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you will tune in tomorrow. And it is till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbertville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.